Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the RIP Tour. I am your tour guide, Gary. As you can probably tell by the title of this episode, we've got two announcements this week, but we can't get into the show without announcing who your other tour guides are. So, Luke, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Gary? How's your head doing?
I'm good, yep. I've had a migraine all day, so the show was a little bit delayed because I had to, like, sort myself out and be a bit human again, but... I'm getting there. But the UK has had a huge heat wave this weekend. Tim was laughing until I told him what the internal temperature was in my bedroom last night. And now he refuses to come to the UK in the summer.
That's correct.
And also, what other tour guide is Tim. So how are you doing, Tim?
I'm good. Sorry. I made us late today. I was rushing around. I had a haircut, and then I had to get some food at Publix. So I'm here. I'm ready to go. That's right. Let's roll into these announcements.
So the show was basically delayed because you were eating a pub sub.
No, I haven't even eaten it yet. It's still on the table.
Oh, I was about to say, that's a good reason.
So I even sacrificed my lunch to come record first.
That's dedication.
That's right.
If there was a pub sub sitting next to me, I wouldn't be recording a podcast.
Exactly.
But we thought we would do this episode in video form as well, so... just giving everyone on the YouTube a little wave there. Because we are going to be talking about the two announcements, and they have brought out two trailers, one of them which is much better than the other, which you'll see if you haven't already seen. But the first announcement we have, guys, is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Before I go through the description, Luke, how do you feel about this coming back?
Great. All right.
Is that a
Lego version of him?
Yeah.
That's sick.
So for people listening on the audio only, Luke's just shown an awesome Leatherface Lego figurine. So how do you feel? Are you excited?
Oh yeah, I'm so excited because I love the house in 26. If you guys got to experience, I'm just glad anyone else got to experience it. It was awesome. I'm super excited. And I guess they're like doing like a new take on it. So it's not going to be just the movie. They were saying you're just going to be inside the Sawyer house now. So I'm super excited. I love Leatherface. Can't go wrong with a nice chainsaw man.
Nice chainsaw man. So Tim, how do you feel about this announcement?
All right. So I'm going to be honest. I was a little torn when this was first announced. I was like, oh man, we're getting the same house again. But I loved the house. It was great. So now I've had a couple days to like let it sink in and think about it and read some more stuff. And just like Luke said, so this is supposedly going to be on a soundstage now.
Yep.
And not in the tent house where it was back in 26, correct?
Yeah.
So like I said, I loved that house. I thought it was actually really good. And then, but like when it first announced, I was like, oh man, we're just going to get a repeat of the same house, because they are basing it off the original 1974 movie again, which is great. But because what Luke just said, you know, they're basing it, you know, you're going to be in the Sawyer house. So I think they're going to update and do some different things. So I'm actually a little more hyped about it than I was when that announcement first came down, because I was just like, ooh, you know. but don't get me wrong, I don't mean that and I don't mean that in a bad way at all. I really don't, because like I said, I love that house. It was good. And I'm excited for this to come back. But I'll be honest, it's probably going to once we get to it, but I'm thinking this might be a little bit lower on my hype.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah.
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 One more question though. Are you ready for that smell?
Bring it. And if we don't get any like ending scares or outside scares like we did in 26, that would be a shame, because man, that was so fantastic.
Yeah, I was just actually talking to Luke about that just before you came on, before we hit record, that last scare as you were walking out the tent. You just wouldn't expect it to be, especially if you did the house during like when it was still light. You definitely wouldn't be expecting a scare outside the tent, but to see like you're just like, oh, there's a fence, and that's just straight away one last scare as you're leaving. But I suppose that's an effective way to get people moving quicker out of the line.
Well, true. Sure. I mean, but by the time you got to that fence, I mean, you're already talking to everybody else and being like, oh, that house, you know, that run, that scene.
Exactly.
So you're not even paying attention. And then all of a sudden, you know, 10-foot man comes out with chainsaw.
Well, that's one of that. That's what we do every time we walk through a house. Everyone, because we always go through in a group, and everybody's always, because you have a different experience every time you go through the same house. You go through the same house five times and have a different experience each time. And that's the first thing I do when I get out of the house is talk about my experience with somebody else. So if you just walk in caught off guard, I think that you could get scared more there than you could inside of the house.
Oh, yeah. Especially like when we're in a group too. So like, let's just say I led and Gary, you were in the back. And depending on how big of our group is, my run could be totally different than your run behind me, because maybe you don't get all the scares, or maybe I didn't get any of the scares and you got all the scares.
That's why
I love talking about the houses when we first get out too. So
definitely. Now, if this is going to be in a sound stage as well, I don't think the last scare would be outside.
Those black curtain halls, you know.
Yeah,
like, as you're walking just, out.
Again, I was saying, look about Universal Monsters, the last Frankenstein, that was inside, and you weren't expecting that. That was in the pitch black. Yeah. So I think a chainsaw popping out from behind a black curtain inside of a soundstage is going to be absolutely terrifying if it happens.
It's going to drop. It'll drop some people.
Yeah. So the Horror Nights website, which I've just got up here, has been updated, and Leatherface is plastered all over it. And the description is, you've seen the 1974 horror classic. Now is your turn to experience it for yourself. Enter the dilapidated Sawyer house and meet Leatherface and his demented family of merciless butchers. Will you make it out in one piece or in pieces? Step right inside the story, experience every nightmarish moment for yourself. Explore every familiar room of the Sawyer home, from the parlor to the blood-splattered kitchen. You'll face carving knives, meat cleavers, meat hooks, and of course that roaring, slicing, flesh-ripping chainsaw. So that reading that description there just gives me a little bit of a hype. But I can tell you now that house is not going to smell good.
No, it is not.
Definitely not. The last one. So I saw a little bit discussion on Twitter about people talking about how the last. Some people were saying that like it stunk really bad of like meat and stuff, and other people said they couldn't smell it at all. Could you guys remember
honestly,
the smell?
I don't remember the smell. I know people were talking about it, but I don't remember smelling anything. But where is this going in a soundstage? Does anybody have a spec map up?
It is going. Location B, which is that Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah,
Is that the Fallon extended queue?
Was that where The Exorcist was? No.
That's where Carnival... Is that Carnival?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe The Exorcist smell will just linger in. You know, but no, I it's probably one of the back sound stages.
I think it's near Bride. It's like next to...
Okay. But I've got the spec map here, and it's listed currently on the new spec map 3.0 is B, which is Fallon.
Okay.
So it looks like they've got...
All right, so that was what, Yeti? That was the last house there, was Yeti?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
Yeti!
Cool.
Yeti! Yep, go on.
I got a question. Do you guys... So when they announced it, because I think everybody thought it was going to be like the new movie that was coming out.
Would
you guys have preferred that, or... Going back to the original.
Go ahead, Gary.
I would have took either or. When it was first announced, I was a little bit disappointed considering Horror Nights 26 wasn't that far back to bring Texas Chainsaw back. So when it was dropped onto the rumor map and we were all shocked by it, I did initially think it was going to be for the new movie, to generate some hype and all that sort of stuff like they did with Saw. They did Saw when... just before Jigsaw came out, so it like got some hype back up for the movie.
Yeah.
There hasn't been like a Texas Chainsaw movie for quite a while now. It would have made sense to me to make it the new movie, but then again, if you look at it in movie terms, there's been quite a lot, like a big gap between the movies, so going with the original is probably the safer bet. But do you he has a reverse question for your question. Do you think there'll be a nod to the new movie? Maybe in the last room or something.
Oh, like what they did with Saw, maybe.
Yep. Or at least some Easter eggs or something like that.
Yeah. Just a completely different Leatherface comes out of nowhere.
So what's your thoughts, Tim?
So when it first was announced, I thought too this was going to be based on the new one. But then found out it was 74. And then I think that's when I got a little more bummed because I was like, oh man, we're just going to get a repeat house. And I thought maybe we were getting a repeat house because maybe we just needed to do something because of, you know, what had happened the previous year, and totally understandable. But I think now that, and we'll kind of talk about it, I know we're going to touch on the spec map just a little bit. Now that another property has been yanked off of the map, Halloween, I think, you know, it makes sense to go back to do the original, you know, whether they're going to upgrade, you know, redo. Maybe it's going to be a whole redo. You know, maybe it's just going to be all brand new. I mean, I'm assuming we're going to see some similar things. Yeah. But, you know, like we had to have like one of those Titans. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing represented, because I feel like, obviously, Halloween, everybody knows what we're talking about. Halloween, I just feel like there's so many issues with licensing for Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw what? Halloween Kills on the Hollywood map. And I was like, whoa, Hollywood.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
Halloween Kills? I was like, really? Like, yeah. By that time, like, you know, the movie's not even out yet, and I was very surprised to see that.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that is obviously the original. And then Gary, what was your thing? What was your reverse question there?
I honestly can't remember.
If they do have like a nod to the new
movie. Oh, a nod to the movie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no, they're not.
Okay.
I think they're going to just keep it as, you know, the original and not even bother with the new nod or to the new movie. Because, again, how many people would have seen it? You know, when is it coming out? Is that coming out in October?
I have no clue.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
I don't think they've even released a trailer yet.
Exactly. So, no, yeah. I don't think there's going to be a nod to it at all. I think this is just, you know, a new rendition of the 26 house.
I'm thinking like kind of like Poltergeist, how they kind of did their own little.
Yeah. Like this.
So I'm excited.
Like basically, this is going to be our experience going through, you know, the Sawyer house.
So. Yeah. Sort of as if the movie's based around us being the Kills.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. You know how Universal likes to do those kind of things. You know, kind of make the point,
which is awesome. Like, it makes it super immersive.
Yeah, having it where it is on the spec map as well. That's going to be one of like the big properties this year. So. I think we'll see a lot of merchandise and advertising towards Leatherface.
And then what do you think? We get the house as the facade. You actually walk in through the front door? Because I know a lot of people, you know, I saw complaining about, you know, not walking in the front door of the facade of the 26 house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think because it's in a soundstage, I think everybody's going to get their wish is that you're going to walk right the front door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
definitely. Plus, as well, if you look at Hill House, which is inside the soundstage, they've built that amazing facade.
I still can't get over the pictures of that facade.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they've still got that HHN 26 house facade lying around somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
To bring back. But before we head to our next announcement for the YouTube viewers, we're going to put the trailer in for you to see. Did you guys watch the trailer?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you think, Luke?
I like it. It didn't really give off too much. It kind of focused on that one like main victim dude.
Yeah.
But it did show some rooms and stuff.
Yeah. Like he's just looking through the blinds kind of thing. And
Yeah. So compared to the other trailer,
I was going to say the other trailer blows it out of the wall.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to insert that in now. So that was the trailer for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We are now going to move on to our second announcement, which is Universal Monsters, The Bride of Frankenstein Lives. And we sort of knew this one was going to come back. This was part of HHN Light, Halloween Horror Days, whatever you want to call it, last year. But I think I didn't personally get to go through it, but I've lived through these guys, Tim, Luke and Asher, all got to go through it. Personally, I'm very excited for this, and I think it's going to be a lot different to what you guys experienced last year.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I think because everything will be gone, no plexiglass.
Yeah.
None of the restrictions. Mm-hmm. I think we'll get like where we saw some holes, and I don't mean holes like in the sense, but like where scare actors would have been or should have been. So I'm actually super excited. Like, I mean, just like you said, we knew this house was going to come back, but I am super excited because now we are going to get this full fledged. So now, you know, like me and Luke and Ash went through it, and now Gary gets to experience. So I'm glad everybody else that didn't get to experience will get to experience his house.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen a couple of people like, oh, the same house is coming back. Yes, like from last year. It wasn't a full event. That was just Universal being nice and letting people go through the house for free.
Yeah.
That they didn't charge anybody any extra for.
Mm-hmm. Right. They didn't have to do that at all.
Definitely not. So, you know, so Universal. Universal were very kind to let people have 2/3 houses last year, along with all the other Halloween festivity things that they put on. I think it's only fair that Brides gets a full chance to have to be a complete house again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, after the last year and a half, everybody should be happy and thankful you're getting whatever houses we get, honestly.
Yeah, literally.
Honestly, I can't get over the people who are complaining on Twitter about stuff left, right, and center. And I just think after like the last 18 months everybody's had, and we all missed Horror Nights last year, and everybody, you know, it's still on the fence where they're at and get there this year. I'll take anything. If they offered me 10 originals and didn't bring any big IPs, I would still be over the moon, happy to just get something. And, you know, the theme parks have suffered as well. You know, it's not just us. They've been heavily hit by closures, restrictions, all that sort of stuff. So to still get, you know, drop things like, you know, whatever they're dropping this year is crazy, but there's a lot of negativity out there lately. I don't know I don't want to be negative myself, but I'm just happy for anything this year, to be honest.
Exactly. And that's why I said about I didn't want you guys to think that like I was bashing Texas Chainsaw. I'm not. I love the house.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it. I just, like I said, when I first heard it, I was like, ooh.
And I don't think it's necessary that as well. I think it's the way that they drop the announcement.
It's kind of weird, right?
Like
it just wasn't. I don't know. There wasn't any build up to it. There wasn't anything normally. I don't know, normally there'd be a bit talk about it, or Universal might tweet something beforehand, but then they just drop that, and then Brides straight after. And I was like, oh, I totally missed I totally missed Brides because I was still reading up on the Texas one. I just thought it was a little bit weird.
Yeah. All good. It's all good. 10 houses. It's going to be great. I don't care.
Yep. But now we just need the passes.
Yeah, seriously. You just take my money already.
Even drop it to 9 houses and just give us passes, I'll be happy.
Do it.
So the description I've got on the website, which I've clicked on the website for Horror Nights. I don't know if you guys have been on the website since it's been updated, but the Brides look on the website is amazing. So they've got the trailer in black and white. They've got some color images as well. And the description goes, this time the Bride of Frankenstein is stepping out of the shadows and taking her fate into her own bloody hands. The mate will have her Munster and the Munster his mate. Enter the tower ruins where Frankenstein's Munster pulled the lever to bring down the walls and destroy him and his bride. Recoil in horror as she tries to bring him back at any cost. Owning the diabolical genius one harvested body part at a time. Don't get caught between her and the brides of Dracula, who she captures and drains in hopes of reanimating her love. That just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So I know you guys have got to experience it, but for me, reading that description, it's just got me hyped because I loved the original Munster's House that did last year. And the bride definitely deserves to get a little bit more love. Yeah. So it's nice to see her, you know, as the description says, standing out of the shadows and taking center stage.
Yeah, and like Tim was saying, like just the scares, like you could clearly see where they should have had more scares. And I think staffing was a big issue as well. But now that it's coming back full force, like it's going to be an awesome house, definitely an upgrade.
And you know what's crazy about it, Luke? And, you know, because we've gone through it. It was that good even with the scares missing and the plexiglass up. Like the house was that good.
Yeah.
So can you imagine what this is going to be like now? Like
it's going to be killer. Yeah.
Yeah. It's this. I'm super excited. I don't care that this was here. This, you know, that it was there last year. This house is just, it looks fantastic. And it's, I think this is going to be a top house for a lot of people.
Out there. Yeah. 100%.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's not really much more we can say about Brides because, you know, Tim and Luke discussed it in depth last year when we did the review of the houses. But we've got a little bit of time. So the spec map from Horror Night Nightmares got updated to version 3. So we know that Brides, and I think that's a really cool place for Brides as well, listed in A. I'm actually quite surprised that it's there, to be honest. Are you guys, do you think that's a would you expect it to be there if you didn't go last year at all? Would you expect it to be there?
Oh no, because usually that's like their main IP area from the past few years they've done.
I'm not surprised though, because if you look at it, I mean, that's what started all right, Universal Monsters.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, and I know everybody has this argument, is it an IP? Is it original?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is a universal property.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like that's got to be a huge draw to a lot of people because these are like the OGs, you know?
Yeah.
Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein. There are nods into other monsters in this house, just so you all know.
Oh, yeah.
And we've talked about it, and I'm not going to say what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they're beginning to understand that is a huge draw for a lot of people. I mean, think about it. I mean, what's the big rumor for Epic Universe? They're actually going to put in a monsters area, monsters, correct?
Yeah.
So
it's rumored to be Dracula's castle, isn't it?
That is the rumor. So
that would be so cool,
right?
Yeah, that would be sick.
That would be epic.
I'm not surprised. Hey, I'm not surprised of where it's at, and especially after how well last year's the Monsters House did. So well, the year before or whatever,
2 years ago.
Years ago, whatever. No, 2 years ago, that's crazy.
God.
So the main other thing on the map is location J, which is the Shrek queue. We were rumored to be either getting Creepshow, and then it changed to possibly Halloween 3.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting neither of them.
Yeah.
Now it's an original.
Yeah.
I still think we're going to see Creepshow in the scare zone.
Yep. If we do get the Shudder Zone, which is still listed.
Correct.
Is it Hollywood? I still think we'll see Creepshow represented in there.
Yeah.
Just not a whole zone on its own, which I think is fair enough. Yeah. I'd rather see a Shudder mixture than just a Creepshow on its own.
Yeah. I think that will be a fun zone if that is like legit stays and what it's going to be, because there's so much stuff they can do from Shudder.
Yeah. But in location J, in the Shrek queue, we are now, or the Shrek theater, sorry, we are now, it says original, but the logo is Legendary Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been through anything to do with Legendary Truth. I know Tim hasn't. Luke, have you?
I have not.
No.
So we got the historian.
Yeah, where is that guy today? Why is he not here?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Sorry, sad I can't be there today, but I'm off to taste some food and some wine. But in particular, the Port Kalua slider with the pineapple chutney. That's really what I'm going for. But anyway, down to some horror nights. Big week. Announcements and spec map updates. Let's start with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've only seen it in a tent and in the Earthquake Cube, so I cannot wait to see Leatherface in all his glory in that big soundstage. And the fact that it's coming from the original and maybe putting a little twist on it, cannot wait for that one. Also, Bride of Frankenstein Lives. That commercial, amazing. One of the best commercials I think they've done for quite a while. And even if they keep the house exactly the same, maybe just plus it a little bit, fine by me. It's one of my favourite houses in the last decade. The spec map, Legendary Truth in that Shrek theatre. Wow. Now, it's no secret, my favourite year is Reflections of Fear. My favourite maze of all time is from 18. My favourite scare zone of all time is from 18. And Legendary Truth was born that year also. I'm very, very well versed in its lore, history. I just cannot wait to see what they do with this one. Maybe they may do it as another investigation, or maybe go back to its roots. Who knows? They could do a lot with that one. Howlow Scream, also, they announced The Forgotten, which is about starving vampires. So anything with vampires, I'm absolutely down for that one. So that's great. And then the Carnival of Carnage magic show. Yeah, I don't know what that's going to be honest, but I think we're all kind of thinking about maybe a third iteration of the Carnival of Carnage, maybe have it the trilogy. So yeah, all announcements positive. Very, very happy with what they announced this week. Just waiting for those tickets now. But yeah, miss you guys. See you soon. And you guys listening, thank you. You are all amazing. Oh, and guys, don't forget, we've got buttons. Don't forget to mention the buttons.
He's there. He's too busy eating the food and drinking the wine. That's what he's doing.
I know.
So he's at the Epoch Center for some food and wine. he's at the Epoch Center for some food and wine. So he can't be here with us today. But we do, after we've talked, we do have a little snippet from Ash to play. He didn't let us down. Yeah. Totally. I would drop the podcast and go to Food and Wine, I'm just saying. But we let the Ash the Historian out of his cage, and he's gonna, if Legendary Truth stays, and Horror Night Nightmares have been very successful in the past, so we're quite confident that it will get announced. We are gonna Ash is busy writing a whole episode. He's already showed us a little preview of it. So I'm very excited. So yeah.
You know what's kinda crazy about this now?
What?
So if the spec map stays the same, no other changes, there are no more IPs.
Yep.
Yeah.
So three? Is it six originals?
It would be six originals and four IPs.
Yeah. So we the IPs, we have Beetlejuice, Hill House, Chainsaw, and Brides.
Brides,
and
like
I'm sure people and people would give an argument about that, you know, being the IP an IP as well still, but I'm still gonna make that an IP.
Just because it's an in-house IP doesn't mean it's not.
Correct.
You could argue that with the last Halloween 2018, if that made a house, because that was made by Universal. So
yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
But I like the 60-40 percentage here for houses for originals this year. So I like that.
Definitely for an anniversary year as well, because you think they would possibly lean more towards IP heavy. But the originals, they just knock it out of the park. I'd love to go to a whole year of originals, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. But man, those originals are looking strong.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Super strong.
Yeah.
We've been through the spec map before, so nothing's really changed. We have Wicked Growth still, Puppet Theater, which has been sort of announced, but not officially announced.
Yeah.
We have Revenge of the Tooth Fairy, Icons Captured, and Welcome to Scary Ohio, which is
do we want to talk about that for a minute?
Well, it's all over Twitter, so yeah. It's been them.
It's now, coming.
I think that was done intentionally.
That's why I was hoping that. Well, yeah, because I saw Luke at Universal this past week, and we were talking about it. And I was like, I mean, you might as well just announce it at this point because everybody and their mom has seen. You know, if you're in the Men in Black queue, or even if you're just walking by, you know, you put your camera on, zooming on in, you can see that facade perfectly. Yeah. Just as well, yeah. Scary. So, just announce it. You know, we're good with that. Just announce it.
That's why I was actually surprised when they announced the Brides in Texas right after, because I think the day before is when the picture was just going all over Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought everyone would probably assume that was going to be announced, but no.
All right, question for you. All right, so Luke, because I know you're the guy. How many days are we out from opening night?
47.
All right, so how do they announce this? There's what, like, basically...
I think it's going to get announced as soon as we hit stop record.
Well, I mean, that always happens. No, do you think it's going to be a house each week, or do you think they're going to do a couple houses, or are they going to... Well, we know they're going to drop all the scare zones at once, because that's what they've been doing.
Yeah, so
it would probably be like scare zones and shows together. But do you think like the houses are gonna be separated, or do you think because they're originals, they're gonna get dropped?
I'd rather
once or in a couple.
I'd rather. I wasn't a fan of the double announcement.
Yeah, how many does that make? So we got.
So we have six houses. Six houses left to announce.
Okay, and we got 7 weeks left to the event.
So
that could be one house a week, and then the extra week for the shows in zones.
Yeah,
But I feel like they give a couple weeks where there's no announcement, like leading up to it. I don't think they're just going to drop an announcement like the week before. So here's my guess is that we're going to get maybe it's three more weeks of announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
maybe, and I'll say four tops, just because they could either do three houses 1 week. Three houses the next week, shows and scare zones. Yeah. Or they can do two
passes.
Well, that's going to get announced at I think at some point with probably one of the houses or the zones. That's my guess. Out of the originals, which one do you think is like the marquee one?
Icons, captured.
Icons, yeah.
Right. So do you think maybe they save that one for itself and not announced with anything else?
That's true. Or maybe Icons with the rumored stage show.
So he has a question.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah, Luke, I like that.
So we had an awesome trailer for Brides. Which out of the originals do you think would make the big announcement and get a trailer?
Oh, Icons. I mean, I would like I would like the pumpkin one. What is it? The
Wicked Growth
or whatever. But I can't see it being none other than Icon. Like
I could see it also being Scary as well.
Yeah, that's another like classic Horror Nights property.
Okay, so maybe one of those two then?
Yeah.
I don't think the other ones though.
Yeah. Maybe Icons, though. I'm leaning more towards Icons. Because again,
I say Icons just because they already have people that already play them in place that do all the commercials anyway. So why not, you know, maximize the effort?
We know nothing.
We haven't had a commercial yet either.
Yeah.
Ah, good call.
The commercial would normally be out on, I mean, last year's was awesome. Was it last year the one where it was set in the house? Was that the Poltergeist one?
29?
Yeah,
I don't even
remember. I remember the last 2 years of commercials have been really, really good.
The last one I remember is The Walking Dead at the gates.
Wow.
I don't know why that's the last commercial I remember.
I'm sure last year it was... Oh, no, last year's the one, the 29s, where he drops the Twinkie in the park. And it's Ghostbusters, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
That and then the one before that was the ripoff of Poltergeist, because that's the year Poltergeist was there. Yeah. So with Jack being announced, I'm very surprised that there hasn't been a commercial drop yet with like Jack and Leatherface and Beetlejuice.
Still got time.
Oh, no, we've still got time.
I'm
very surprised we haven't seen it yet, considering how widely advertised Horror Nights is now.
I mean, all I know is that, man, we're getting announcements, and it is like full fledged on. So we'll be here making more announcements.
Yeah.
So I'm loving it. It's time.
And hopefully every week. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So these announcement episodes are going to be shorter. Just because how long can you really sit and talk about every little detail that you might see in the house? Not everyone wants to be spoiled like that. but we still have some other stuff coming. We have the history episodes. We have a Kerry, Ohio history episode.
Can't wait for that to drop.
Which I'm excited to drop. A lot of people are excited for that, have tweeted us.
Yep.
Ash is busy writing All About Legendary Truth.
Sure.
Which I'm interested in that one because I want to learn all about it. Yeah. Because I'll hold my hands up. I'm not a Horror Nights guru. I don't know everything. So I'm interested to learn about that. So we have some very exciting stuff coming up. We also have been throwing out some other ideas of maybe stepping out of horror, not out of Horror Nights, but, you know, talking about horror in general. So we did talk about doing a movie club to tie into the YouTube channel. But we want to know what you guys think. So the idea that I had is we pick a movie maybe once a month, and then it gives people a month to watch the movie. And then at the end of the month, we organize a live stream on YouTube and we discuss the movie. And people can come on and share their thoughts on the movies. We can talk about what we like, what we don't like. And we can even talk about how that movie could be turned into a Horror Nights house if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
Ooh, good call.
Let us know what you guys think of that. And we'll get that started and we'll pick a movie and open up the RIP Movie Club.
Sounds good. Yeah. And then
we can maybe start a group, find somewhere we can talk about it off air as well. So a Discord server or something like that, something where everyone can discuss.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We'll rent out a movie theater one day.
And then
maybe.
And then we're also going to try and add some more videos up on our YouTube page.
Oh yeah.
I've already spoke to Luke and Ash, and the three of us will probably try to attempt a couple of them before the event. Some things to help you with and get you hyped up. And then when Gary is here for Halloween Horror Nights, hopefully we can do maybe a live stream or something while we're here. We'll definitely do a video for the channel while all four of us are together, just because it's going to be so rare to have all four of us in the same place.
So. Yeah.
We're going to try and do some more vlogs on the channel because Tim has just invested in a gimbal.
Sure did.
So we can get some really good quality video for you as well. Between the four of us, we're going to try and utilize the YouTube channel a lot more.
Yeah. The props are going to start rolling out sooner than
we can. Yeah, soon.
If you're not subscribed.
Construction update.
Yep. Going to be doing construction updates. So if you're not subscribed to YouTube, search RIP to our podcast. Head over there. Hit the subscribe button. And we're going to be doing more videos. This is a video podcast as well. So if you're listening to the audio and you want to watch our lovely faces, go check it out over there. We've also handed out quite a lot of buttons as well over the weekend, haven't we, guys?
Yeah.
So there's people out there with buttons as well. So you can find us at RIP to our podcast on Instagram and Twitter and on YouTube as well and all of the good podcasting apps.
You didn't ask Tim to do that.
I know. I was like, I was all ready for it too.
I was giving him a break.
What a guy.
Yeah. So that's going to wrap it up for this week's sort of mini announcement episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Please tweet us, message us on Instagram, come and have a chat with us. Again, definitely head to our Twitter and let us know what you think of the RIP Movie Club, because it's something I really want to do, because I want to step into some horror movies I haven't seen, especially some cheesy 80s ones. I really want to dive deep into those stuff, like Chop and Block and Christine and that sort of stuff. That would be cool.
Forest Trap.
Yep, actually, definitely. So
Puppet Theater.
We need Chopping Mall on that too.
Definitely, yep. So again, please hit us up on Twitter and let us know, guys, if that's something you'd be interested in taking part of. It won't cost anything. Just a free movie club.
Yeah.
So that's going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening and thanks for watching, guys. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.